ஓம் சாந்தி. So the time and the situations are such that all of the world, they don't need knowledge, they need power. They need the current. So the time is like this and the situations are like this, that the expansion of the knowledge Baba has bestowed upon us and He is still giving to us. But at present, so the deep knowledge that Baba has shared with me, so we have got the time. So in the past we were busy with the seva, but right now with the time and with the situation we have to work upon us. Because Baba in yesterday's Vardhan said, if you want to share your thought till Sukshmatan, you have to have this wireless sthiti, or if you have the vices within you, so the wireless cannot work properly from here to the Paramdham or Sukshmatan or the subtle regions. You have the viceless state, but you need to have all the relationship with Baba. If we have any relationship lesser with Baba, we can't focus. So if we have all the relationships with Baba, we can conquer Maya as well as the nature. In today's Murli, Baba said that you have to have this proper connection with Baba, and if you have this connection with Baba properly, so the current will flow from Baba to you continuously. Baba said few days back, if the connection is proper with Baba, so there are a lot of corrections in our life, that one should do like this, one should not do like this. This becomes a habit. So we want to correct other people. We want to change other people. So this is the habit in you as well as me. So if you want to change this habit, you have to focus on this word connection. And so for example, a simple example, in the today's world scenario, everybody has a mobile phone. So science has given you this instrument. So in mobile, if you dial the proper number in mobile phone, so you can connect to anybody in wherever he or she is in the world, you can connect with them, and within a second you can talk to them, if provided that the connection is proper. So this is not a miracle, it is science. It is a scientific thing which the people in the science world, they have done their hard work, and this is the result of their hard work, that we have this instrument with us. So if the connection is not proper, be it that mobile phone can be very 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 costly, but it cannot connect to that person. So if you are putting the proper number, so the word systematic effort, you have to focus on the word systematic effort, because it is most important thing for having this proper connection to anybody, be it Baba. But now, as the confluence age is also to its brims, you have to relieve yourself from all the bondages of all the previous births. You have to become karmatit, or complete stage. If you want to relieve yourself from all the punishments, You don't have to go to the expansion of the knowledge. We have been doing this in the past. The rumination or the service. Now we have to come to the crux of the knowledge. For example, in the college, we study throughout the year, but at the end, we take holiday of a month or a week, and then we focus and concentrate only on the main topics, not the all of the subjects and all of the syllabus, but only on the main topics. Just like that, we also have to focus here also, just like the college or the school here also. We have been doing services in other people's lives. We have been working on the knowledge. We have been studying the knowledge. We have been spending our time with that, but now we have to focus on ourselves. So Baba keeps on mentioning about the chart. Then my mind, I have to check that what my mind is doing every hour, and I can grade myself number one, number two, number three. So according to that, it can work as a mirror, and I can see myself how I am. So the thought is the root cause. So the mind is responsible for everything because it thinks. Now, like mind, intellect, where it focuses. You can, right now you can think about that whom you are recalling. So that is your intellect. We can say that we don't have any attachment with anybody, but still intellect goes to the places. So it can work as a mirror which can tell me that yes, my intellect is swaying away from me. For example, if you see in a well, when the sun comes atop, we can see clearly how deep is the well. Similarly, we have Almighty Shiva Baba in front of us and we have his knowledge with us. Now there is calm. So we can check for ourselves that what kind of imprints my intellect is having of people, of situations. We don't have to realize. We have to realize, but this knowledge is of world. But what Baba says is that you can see for yourself that this rule doesn't work with the world. That when you realize, you can change yourself. No. When you realize, you have to work on yourself with a proper framework of vidhi. So Baba has told us many times, and in Murli it comes regularly, that consider yourself as a soul and then remember me. So with all of my powers, so whatever is filled in your soul, you can charge yourself, you can heal yourself, you can purify yourself, you can clean yourself. There are different terms to it. So the whole world says that He, which means God, is a purifier. But how? But how you can connect to God? So the connection is between soul and the God. So how are you going to become soul conscious? When your swarup, or you consider yourself as soul, you are the ruler of yourself. You are the ruler of your mind and intellect. You have to rule over them. They should work in accordance with you. If they are not working in accordance with you, that clearly means that there is no self-management. You are lacking that self-management. You are responsible for managing your intellect and mind. How we can do that? Right now you are sitting here calmly, you don't have any work. But there are two things that you have to do. Your mind and your intellect have to do two things. They have to travel. So this is a journey. So if you need intellect, you need mind. You need at least 10 minutes just for thinking about the soul consciousness, or establishing that soul consciousness, you need 10 minutes. For example, a plane requires a runway for takeoff. It cannot fly off without any runway. So here also, you need mind, intellect. We are not the hermits. We are karma yogis. We do come into relations and situations, but at least whenever we get free time, we sit with ourselves and we distance ourselves with all these things and work upon the soul consciousness with the help of our mind and intellect. So for half an hour, you don't have to think about anything else. You have to work upon the soul consciousness sthiti. So we have many karmas with all of the people, all of the souls, and that will come in front of me every time when I'm going to sit for the yoga. So it is all filled within myself, all the karmas, all the imprints of the karmas are filled within myself. So here, in this world, spiritual university or godly university, in the morning and in the evening, you have to sit just for 15 minutes or 20 minutes for the soul consciousness stage. So you have to connect yourself with Baba or the Supreme Soul. And the frequency between you the soul and the Supreme Soul should match. Like he's... So you have to become the embodiment of that. So there is a framework for that. There is a proper process for that. The first being that you can ask yourself that where did he come from? From the supreme abode, from Dham. So today, Baba said that the three relations, a father, a guru, and the teacher. So you have to think about the relations. He is my father, he is my teacher, and he is the guru. So you connect the relation with him, and for the 15 minutes you can get each and every power from Baba and ask Baba, how are you the ocean of purity? And 2 days back Baba said that you have to hang yourself. So basically where you have to hang yourself, how you want to hang yourself, you can question that. So when one hangs himself or herself, they are not connected to the floor, they are connected to the ceiling. So you can ask yourself, can you stay in Param Dhamma, the supreme abode, for 15 minutes or 15 minutes in the subtle region? Baba has also said further that you can sit 15 minutes in the subtle region and there should not be anything else. It is a pure, the ambience or the aura is pure. So each minute you can collect and get each power from Baba. You don't have to ask for the power from Baba. So there are two people, one who is knowledgeful, the other one, a bhakt. So, a bhakt is someone who keeps on asking from God, and this has become a habit, which has become a habit for the past 2500 years. So Baba says that you fill yourself with all of the treasures that I hold with myself, and those treasures are for you children only. So Baba will also be bound to the karma bondages. So he wants to share that the treasures and the powers with all of us, all the children. He comes, I, the God, come to the Sangam Yuga or the confluence age to serve all of the people. And he himself offers himself to the children and he says that use me and collect all of the powers that I have with myself. For all of the kalpa, for the next kalpa. You don't have to sit for 1 or 2 hours. You just have to sit for half hour. But that should be a quality half hour. For 15 minutes, think about Baba. He himself says that I, the God, convert of an impure soul and to a pure soul. Now that the situation has come to a point that you would have to, so you don't know that how those karmas would come back to you. So if you visit a hospital, you don't have a guarantee that you will be coming back. So now if we see the time and the situation, there are no services, or the seva, there is nothing as a big or heavy task in front of me, so I can do that. The whole world is under burden and are clouded with the problems. And the people who have this knowledge with them, they have the time. Sit for half an hour in the morning or in the evening. Write about any saman. Do the service, but in the morning and the evening, sit with yourself for half an hour, just for the half an hour. Because at that point of time, your mind is stable and calm. You need self-satisfaction beforehand. You just need to get the certificate from yourself that yes, today was a good yoga that I did. I don't need any influence from anybody else. And I have to be satisfied from myself. So if the connection establishes, you will get all the current. You can ask yourself and you can check for yourself that what kind of things run in my mind. When we come into any situation, we come into the play, we ourselves can check that what kind of thoughts emerge within myself whenever I see anybody or whenever I get stuck in any situation. So I have to teach this to myself. The self-transformation won't happen by itself. So the knowledge, you cannot retain the knowledge. If you can't remember or recall the knowledge, you cannot use it at the time required. So whenever the situation comes or arises, if you remember the knowledge, you can use it. And if you remember or recall the knowledge, whenever you are going to talk, the knowledge is going to pour out from your mouth. So let it come from your mouth. If it is in the intellect, then only it would come out of your mind, of your mouth. Or the results don't happen by themselves. You have to write, you have to jot them out, you have to think about them. Then only the transformation happens. Whenever you come in any relation or in any context, there should be a discussion of that knowledge. Because of this, Baba has said that, so this knowledge is a source of income. Acquire this knowledge treasure. So you need power for the next kalp to accomplish any deed. Who is going to give us that power? You are going to get this power only in this confluence age, and then only you can utilize this power in the coming kalp. And there's a saying in the world, Chahe lakh karo chaturai lep mite na bhai, which means if you are going to be witty and cynical, you cannot utilize this knowledge properly. If we are going to utilize this knowledge, there are very few in the Satyug. So now everybody is getting the knowledge with the help of media or whatever instruments or the means. But the people who are using or utilizing this knowledge are very few, and because of this only, there are very few people in Satyug. Now, whatever I listen in the knowledge, I have to resolve that I have to utilize this knowledge in every situation and with everyone. Within this limited time, I have to collect this drop by drop, and I have to become complete. If I don't do it, I'll regret it at the end of the confluence age. So Baba has given everything to me, but I will regret that Baba did give me everything, but what did I do? And that's why yesterday Baba said that you don't have to cry in the Murli, Baba said. And why people cry? Because they get the realization that I didn't do it properly. And we can't do anything later. So that will happen. So I heard there were a couple in Calcutta. They were good in Gyan earlier, but because of any reason, there was paralysis. The paralysis happened to the husband, and he remained bedridden. The wife would go to the center and would get the bhog, but he would throw the bhog and then I don't need anything from you because of his disease. But because there were feelings and bhavna inside of the mata, she would come to Madhuban and he would still throw away the bhog. So she didn't take the bhog this time, and when she went to home, so he himself asked, bring the toli or bring the bhog. He himself asked for it. So she did bring a piece of the chapati, and she had put that in the mouth of the husband, and the very moment she did that, there was Om Shanti. We have the good feelings within ourselves, but whenever such things happen to us, there is resentment inside of us. He was also in Gyan, but because of the paralysis, the feelings or the bhavna, that swayed away. So that little piece, then that went inside of the mouth, there was Om Shanti. So that's why this is being said, that in the very end of your life, there will be a flashback of everything that what I have done in my life. So whenever you are in court, you will be realized that you have done such mistakes. So that's why you have got the time. You have to utilize the time properly. This is your responsibility, and the Baba has said that you have to understand the process and the framework for the knowledge, for the application of the knowledge. That's why in this spiritual university, there is the talk about the process. Swami Vivekananda also mentioned about the process. So you have to take both mind and intellect in the journey. So there should be unity between mind and intellect. And how would that happen? By ruminating about the soul consciousness. So there should be a dialogue between mind and intellect. The mind would ask, and there is understanding in the intellect. With the help of this knowledge, we will become more sensitive towards anything. So that's why Baba has said that the utilization and the experimentation with the knowledge is yoga. So the yoga while doing karma is different. The yoga while you are sitting is different. So yoga is different at every other thing. So whenever you sit properly in the yoga, and the soul will get fulfilled, and there would be self-satisfaction, a feeling of self-satisfaction. That's why this is being said, that whenever the soul is fulfilled, there is no attraction or attachment with any object, any person or any situation. Why is this attraction happens? It's because of we are empty. So the satisfaction is a virtue of the deities. So you get all the power with the help of yoga. So you imbibe all that, or you do it with the help of the knowledge. So whatever is filled inside, you do mention it day to day. So that's why Baba has said that there should not be any attraction, be it name, fame, or any object. That's why Baba has given this time to us, and Baba has put up the focus or the strain on the word connection. If the connection is proper, there would be a proper, you can see it in your life. Thank you. Om Shanti.